For the first time, scientists have successfully used gene therapy to restore hearing in a deaf mammal, guinea pigs. It's not yet clear how well the animals hear following the treatment, but it does suggest that using a similar approach to treat deafness in humans is possible. We begin our coverage of this development with a report from NPR's Joe Palca.
Yoash Raphael has spent more than a decade trying to regenerate a special kind of cell inside the ear called a hair cell.
Those cells are the ones that are gone in many cases of deafness. So if they can be regenerated or replaced once lost, then hearing may also be restored.
2 years ago, Raphael and his colleagues at the University of Michigan were able to show that by using the techniques of gene therapy to give guinea pigs a gene called ATO1, they could get them to make new hair cells. The cells didn't grow in exactly the right place, but the fact that they grew at all was encouraging. Those experiments were done with guinea pigs that could hear and already had the proper number of hair cells. Raphael wondered what effect ATO1 would have on animals with no hair cells. So he treated guinea pigs with a drug that destroyed their hair cells and made the animals deaf, and then gave them the ATO1 gene.
And then as a result of this gene expression, some of these cells became new hair cells right in the organ of Corti where they belong.
The organ of Corti is the special structure in the ear where the hair cells pick up sound vibrations and send them to the brain. The fact that they were in the right place was good news, but the bigger question was, were they working? You can't ask guinea pigs if they hear, so Raphael did the next best thing.
We used a method called ABR, that stands for auditory brainstem responses, and in response to sound, they were actually able to generate neural responses that are indicative of hearing.
In other words, at least some hearing was restored. The new research appears in the journal Nature Medicine. Hair cell researcher Jeffrey Corwin of the University of Virginia is impressed by Raphael's work. He says it's actually a little surprising that animals can't make new hair cells spontaneously when they're needed, because a lot of other animals can.
Chickens, fish, amphibians, sharks all seem to be able to replace these cells spontaneously. Mammals don't do that spontaneously, but it looks like through this work of putting in this gene, they've been able to encourage these cells to come back.
And Corwin says restoring hearing is remarkable.
But the other part that's remarkable for somebody who works with this structure is that putting in this gene seems to not only bring hair cells back, but to put them back in the proper pattern.
In fact, says Corwin, the pictures of the regenerated hair cells are almost too good to be true, and Corwin wonders whether perhaps the original hair cells weren't all destroyed. He'd like to see the study repeated before he'll be completely convinced. Yoash Raphael understands Corwin's doubts. He says his junior colleague Masahiko Izumigawa carried out the preliminary experiments.
When Masahiko came first time with images from the scope and showed it to me, I said, that's impossible, there must be a mistake. It looked too good. And then he brought another set, 2 months later, and I said, now I need to look at that. And so I followed the whole experiment from the beginning to the end, and I saw it with my own eyes, and it really is amazing.
But Raphael emphasizes, as promising as these new results are, there's a lot of research needed before the technique will be ready for humans. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.